Well, I searched far and wide this morning for somebody to come and visit with us, and well, I found somebody in the other room. Jason Jordahl, one of our staffers here at KJAN, with us this morning, but he's got a different hat on this morning. He's talking about Cass County Pheasants Forever. Jason's the event coordinator with the group, and you have an event coming up here for the youngsters.
Yes, on October 16th, we're going to have a youth hunt. We started this last year. And we had about a half a dozen, seven kids or so go, and they had the opportunity to watch some dogs hunt and shoot at some birds. Some got some didn't, but we're going to try to do this yearly, and, well, this one's coming up here in about a week and a half. So what I'm here to do is not so much as try to get some of the kids that, you know, have the opportunity to go with their dad or grandpa or uncle or whatever, but there, you know, there might be a kid out there that, boy or girl, that has a buddy or a friend or whatever that hunts, and they might want to get into it, but they don't have the access to it because maybe their folks aren't into it. And if that's the case, that's fine. You got to have a hunter safety certificate though, and we're looking for kids from the age 12 to 15, mm-hmm. and we will be able to provide you with a shotgun and your ammunition. And also, all the kids that are going to come, they're going to get a free blaze orange hunter's vest that says Pheasants Forever on it and a hat. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to meet on the morning of the 16th at Hy-Vee at 11:30. And then we're going to drive over to Anita. It's at Hanson Outfitters, which is just east of Anita. And then we're going to, once we get there, we're going to have lunch. We're going to have some hamburgers, some hot dogs, and chips, and water, and whatnot. And then we're going to go over a little bit of proper gun safety for the kids on, you know, how to handle everything. And most of them should know that because they're going to have their hunter safety certificate to do this. So that shouldn't be a big issue. But then after we're done with that, we're going to Hanson Outfitters. Paul over there is going to donate some sporting clays. So they're going to get the opportunity to shoot some sporting clays. And then once everybody's done with that, we're going to break off into different groups depending on how many kids we have. And then we're going to get some pheasants. Mm-hmm. And each kid will get the opportunity to shoot two roosters and then watch some dogs work. And it should be a lot of fun. And hopefully we can get some kids to go. It's probably going to be a little warm. I mean, temperatures now are warm, but most of the guys on the board are going to be there, and everybody's got dogs, so we'll rotate dogs in so that, you know, if they get hot, they'll have fresh dogs, and it should be a lot of fun, and the kids should have fun, and I know our pheasant populations are down, but actually, believe it or not, in this area, they're up 5%. That's not much because it's been down so many, but and I have been hearing some guys say, you know, they're out in the fields now that have been seeing quite a few roosters. So that's a good thing. But this will give the kids at least the opportunity to actually see some birds this year and have access to a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll shoot straight.
Well, so, yeah, that's true. Well, some of these youngsters, I assume this won't be their first time out in any kind of a hunt, but will there be a few that might be their first real time?
It very well possibly be. I know last year there was a couple kids, I think it was their first time, and some of them it wasn't because their dads, you know, go and whatnot. But hopefully we can get some kids that want to go that, you know, don't have the opportunity to go as much as they'd like to.
Do they have to have a parent along with them that day?
They do not. We will have enough people there. If need be, they can drop them off with us at the parking lot there at Hy-Vee, and we'll take care of everything, and then just give us a phone number so that way when we get done, we can, you know, meet back at the parking lot or whatnot, you know,
sure,
to get them back to their folks.
Do parents need to sign a registration slip or something like this for it?
That's a good question. I know I've hunted over there before. I bought a deal with Paul at an auction. And you have to sign some forms, you know, for regulations and stuff that he has. So I would assume that a parent probably would have to sign off on those.
Okay.
Yeah, just obviously because the kids are under 18.
But obviously they're under plenty of supervision over there
during the course
of this thing. And this is a chance for the kids to really kind of have fun. You and I were probably both in the same boat. We hunted when we were kids with our fathers, and sometimes you go out early on and you know, you're just not having a good day. You don't see much. You just don't get many chances and things. And you wonder as a little kid, why is this even fun? You know, if the kids have a little success right away and, you're kind of giving them that opportunity now, it kind of helps to enhance that, that desire to do it more.
Exactly. And I know, like, my son went with me a few times last year and we walked several miles just to see a few birds. And, and sometimes you got them and sometimes you didn't. But then he just walked along. He was only 9 at the time, so he was just there to watch, you know. Sure. So he has fun either way. That's the main goal, is to let the kids have fun, so, and actually watch the dogs work.
Sure.
You know.
Now, this event is completely free for the kids.
Does not cost them a dime. We are taking care of it. And Paul, like I said earlier, Paul over there at Hanson Outfitters is donating the sporting clays. That's not going to cost a thing. We're going to feed them lunch. That's on our dime. And we're taking care of the birds. And the kids that don't have a gun or ammo, we'll provide that too. So, but, I mean, the ones that do have their own gun, you know, that are familiar with their own shotgun, I encourage them to bring that, because they'll shoot better with it, you know. So they can bring their own gun and ammo. But we will be giving them a vest and a blaze orange cap also.
I assume you want them to dress appropriately for the activity, but dress comfortably and those kind of things. But is there anything else that they need to bring with them?
I would bring, you know, a bottle of water or whatnot, because it's probably going to be a little warm. And we'll probably have some there too. So, but no, just dress accordingly and don't come in a pair of tennis shoes. You know, because that's not going to be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we get enough kids to do this. We're looking, you know, the more the merrier, but I'm hoping to get 7 to 10 kids to go, and we'll break off into probably 2 or 3 different groups and make it work. So
might you get some kids who've done this before then? I mean, who've done this activity in the past?
Well, this is only the second time I'm doing it,
right.
So I don't know if
so
some of the kids that... maybe went last year, you'll have the opportunity to go again this year. I know the ones that had fun, you know, that actually got birds last year had a lot of fun. We had some kids miss some easy shots and some kids make some really incredible shots. And I don't know if it was just luck, but hey, it doesn't matter. As long as it goes down and the dog finds the bird, it's a plus.
They take the birds home with them then?
Yep. Afterwards, once we're done, you know, for the ones that haven't had much opportunity to clean a bird, we're going to show how to properly clean the bird. And hopefully all goes well and we'll be cleaning a lot of birds. And if people could, I would like, we're going to be doing this on the 16th. So if we could, I'd like to know by the 14th. That's Friday, and my phone number, give me a phone call at home at 243-7988. Mm-hmm. And just if I'm not there, just leave me a message and leave the information and who you are and where you're at, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get home. So
okay. Coming up Sunday, October the 16th, so it's, you know, we're only, yikes, about a week and a half or so away.
Yeah.
You mentioned they need to have their hunter safety certificate. I suppose that's something that will take time to get. They couldn't go out and get it right now and get it at time for October 16th.
No, but you got to be 12 to get it. Mm-hmm. So that's the minimum age, so that's why we shoot for 12 to 15, and hopefully they'll turn out to have fun to do this.
Do you guys sponsor those classes?
No, but I know some of the guys in chapter do the classes, like Lewis. Okay. Bruce, he does hunter safety, and one of the old war members, Dan Brown, he does it also.
And that's, a few times a year?
Yeah, yep. Okay. And I think there's usually one coming up here pretty quick. So.
Well, we can look for those, and for those youngsters who want to get in on that, they can keep listening for those types of opportunities there too. So the key things now, get signed up or get yourself prepared.
Exactly. Just give me a call at 243-7988, and I will get back to you ASAP.
Okay, very good. And again, that's... coming up on October the 16th, you said you're meeting at 11:30
at
the Hy-Vee store here in Atlantic.
Yep.
And it'll be pretty obvious out there in the parking lot where you are.
Yeah, somebody will have orange on somewhere. So, you bet.
Kind of figured that. All right, so get the kids rounded up, and if that's something that they want to participate in, there's the opportunity for them to get themselves started and have a good day.
It should be a great time.
Good supervision, and hopefully some success out there, too.
I hope so.
Great. Jason, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.